Psalm 51. For the chief musician, a psalm by David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, my sin is constantly before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, that you may be proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, you teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Don't throw me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. Sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips. My mouth shall declare your praise. For you don't delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do well in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings and in whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar. Psalm 52. For the chief musician, a contemplation by David when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David has come to Abimelech's house. Why do you boast of mischief, mighty man? God's loving kindness endures continually. Your tongue plots destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking the truth. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God will likewise destroy you forever. He will take you up and pluck you out of your tent and root you out of the land of the living. The righteous also will see it in fear and laugh at him, saying, Behold, this is the man who didn't make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But as for me, I am like a green olive tree in God's house. I trust in God's loving kindness forever and ever. I will give you thanks forever because you have done it. I will hope in your name, for it is good in the presence of your saints. Psalm 53. For the chief musician, to the tune of Mahalath, a contemplation by David. The fool has said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Every one of them has gone back. They have become filthy together. There is no one who does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and don't call on God? There they were in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame, because God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, when God brings back the captivity of his people. Then Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. Psalm 54. For the chief musician on stringed instruments, a contemplation by David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, Isn't David hiding himself among us? Save me, God, by your name. Vindicate me in your might. Hear my prayer, God, listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, violent men have sought after my soul. They haven't set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the one who sustains my soul. He will repay the evil to my enemies. Destroy them in your truth. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, Yahweh, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble. My eye has seen triumph over my enemies.
Psalm 55. For the chief musician on stringed instruments, a contemplation by David.
Listen to my prayer, God. Don't hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint and moan, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring suffering on me. In anger they hold a grudge against me. My heart is severely pained within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fearfulness and trembling have come on me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove. Then I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, then I would wander far off. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to a shelter from the stormy wind and tempest. Confuse them, Lord, and confound their language, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl around on its walls. Malice and abuse are also within her. Destructive forces are within her. Threats and lies don't depart from her streets. For it was not an enemy who insulted me. Then I could have endured it. Neither was it he who hated me, who raised himself up against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man like me, my companion and my familiar friend. We took sweet fellowship together. We walked in God's house with the throng. Let death come suddenly on them. Let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwelling, in the midst of them. As for me, I will call on God. Yahweh will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon I will cry out in distress. He will hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, although there are many who oppose me. God, who is enthroned forever, will hear and answer them. They never change who don't fear God. He raises his hands against his friends. He has violated his covenant. His mouth was smooth as butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on Yahweh, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. But you, God, will bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you.
Psalm 56. For the chief musician, to the tune of Silent Dove in Distant Lands, a poem by David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath.
Be merciful to me, God, for man wants to swallow me up. All day long he attacks and oppresses me. My enemies want to swallow me up all day long, for they are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. In God I praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They conspire and lurk, watching my steps. They are eager to take my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, God. You number my wanderings. You put my tears into your bottle. Aren't they in your book? Then my enemies shall turn back in the day that I call. I know this, that God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In Yahweh I will praise his word. I have put my trust in God. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Your vows are on me, God. I will give thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death and prevented my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
Psalm 57. For the chief musician, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a poem by David when he fled from Saul in the cave.
Be merciful to me, God, be merciful to me. for my soul takes refuge in you. Yes, in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who accomplishes my request for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who is pursuing me. God will send out His loving kindness and His truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among those who are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They fall into the midst of it themselves. My heart is steadfast. God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Wake up, my glory. Wake up, psaltery and harp. I will wake up the dawn. I will give thanks to you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your great loving kindness reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Psalm 58. For the chief musician, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a poem by David.
Do you indeed speak righteousness, silent ones? Do you judge blamelessly, you sons of men?
No, in your heart you plot injustice. You measure out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked go astray from the womb. They are wayward as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a snake, like a deaf cobra that stops its ear, which doesn't listen to the voice of charmers, no matter how skillful the charmer may be. Break their teeth, God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, Yahweh. Let them vanish as water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows be made blunt. Let them be like a snail which melts and passes away, like the stillborn child who has not seen the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, he will sweep away the green and the burning alike. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men shall say, Most assuredly there is a reward for the righteous. Most assuredly there is a God who judges the earth.
Psalm 59. For the chief musician, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a poem by David, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him.
Deliver me from my enemies, my God. Set me on high from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. Save me from the bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty gather themselves together against me, not for my disobedience, nor for my sin, Yahweh. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Rise up, behold, and help me. You, Yahweh, God of hosts and God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish the nations. Show no mercy to the wicked traitors. They return at evening, howling like dogs, and prowl around the city. Behold, they spew with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for they say, Who hears us? But you, Yahweh, laugh at them. You scoff at all the nations. O my strength, I watch for you, for God is my high tower. My God will go before me with his loving kindness. God will let me look at my enemies in triumph. Don't kill them, or my people may forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the word of their lips, let them be caught in their pride, for the curses and lies which they utter. Consume them in wrath, consume them and they will be no more. Let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. At evening let them return, let them howl like a dog and go around the city. They shall wander up and down for food and wait all night if they aren't satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. Yes, I will sing aloud of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my high tower, a refuge in the day of my distress. To you, my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my high tower, the God of my mercy.
Psalm 60. For the chief musician, to the tune of the Lily of the Covenant, a teaching poem by David, when he fought with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt. God, you have rejected us. You have broken us down. You have been angry. Restore us again. You have made the land tremble. You have torn it. Mend its fractures, for it quakes. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine that makes us stagger. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, so that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. God has spoken from his sanctuary. I will triumph. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will throw my shoe on Edom. I shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who has led me to Edom? Haven't you, God, rejected us? You don't go out with our armies, God. Give us help against the adversary, for the help of man is vain. Through God we shall do valiantly, for it is He who will tread down our adversaries. Psalm 61. For the chief musician, for a stringed instrument, by David. Hear my cry, God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will call to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will dwell in your tent forever. I will take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life. His years shall be for generations. He shall be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your loving kindness and truth, that they may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may fulfill my vows daily. Psalm 62. For the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm by David. My soul rests in God alone. My salvation is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will never be greatly shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They fully intend to throw him down from his lofty place. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be shaken. With God is my salvation and my honor. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are just a breath, and men of high degree are a lie. In the balances they will go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Don't trust in oppression. Don't become vain in robbery. If riches increase, don't set your heart on them. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, Lord, belongs loving kindness, for you reward every man according to his work. Psalm 63, a psalm by David when he was in the desert of Judah. God, you are my God. I will earnestly seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have seen you in the sanctuary, watching your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. So I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with the richest food. My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips, when I remember you on my bed and think about you in the night watches. For you have been my help. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. My soul stays close to you. Your right hand holds me up. But those who seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be jackal food. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will praise him, for the mouth of those who speak lies shall be silenced. Psalm 64. For the chief musician, a psalm by David. Hear my voice, God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the noisy crowd of the ones doing evil, who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and aim their arrows, deadly words, to shoot innocent men from ambushes. They shoot at him suddenly and fearlessly. They encourage themselves in evil plans. They talk about laying snares secretly. They say, "Who will see them?" They plot injustice, saying, "We have made a perfect plan." Surely man's mind and heart are cunning, but God will shoot at them. They will be suddenly struck down with an arrow. Their own tongue shall ruin them. All who see them will shake their heads. All mankind shall be afraid. They shall declare the work of God and shall wisely ponder what he has done. The righteous shall be glad in Yahweh and shall take refuge in him. All the upright in heart shall praise him. Psalm 65. For the chief musician, a psalm by David, a song. Praise waits for you, God, in Zion. To you shall vows be performed. You who hear prayer, to you all men will come. Sins overwhelmed me, but you atoned for our transgressions. Blessed is the one whom you choose and cause to come near, that he may live in your courts. We will be filled with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. By awesome deeds of righteousness you answer us, God of our salvation, you who are the hope of all the ends of the earth, of those who are far away on the sea, who by his power forms the mountains, having armed yourself with strength, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. They also who dwell in faraway places are afraid at your wonders. You call the morning's dawn and the evening with songs of joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide them grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows. You level its ridges. You soften it with showers. You bless it with a crop. You crown the year with your bounty. Your carts overflow with abundance. The wilderness grasslands overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The pastures are covered with flocks. The valleys also are clothed with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 66. For the chief musician, a song, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Offer glory and praise. Tell God, how awesome are your deeds. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies submit themselves to you. All the earth will worship you and will sing to you. They will sing to your name. Come and see God's deeds, awesome work on behalf of the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes watch the nations. Don't let the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, you peoples. Make the sound of his praise heard, who preserves our life among the living and doesn't allow our feet to be moved. For you, God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into prison. You laid a burden on our backs. You allowed men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us to the place of abundance. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows to you, which my lips promised, as my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fat animals. With the offering of rams, I will offer bulls with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth. He was extolled with my tongue. If I cherished sin in my heart, the Lord wouldn't have listened. But most assuredly God has listened. He has heard the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. Psalm 67. For the chief musician with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be merciful to us, bless us, and cause His face to shine on us, that Your way may be known on earth, and Your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, God. Let all the peoples praise You. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for You will judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise You, God. Let all the peoples praise You. The earth has yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us. God will bless us. All the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Psalm 68. For the chief musician, a psalm by David, a song. Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Let them who hate Him also flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to His name, extol Him who rides on the clouds. To Yah, His name, rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless and a defender of the widows is God in His holy habitation. God sets the lonely in families. He brings out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious dwell in a sun-scorched land. God, when You went forth before Your people, when You marched through the wilderness, the earth trembled. The sky also poured down rain at the presence of the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, God, sent a plentiful rain. You confirmed Your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation lived therein. You, God, prepared Your goodness for the poor. The Lord announced the word. The ones who proclaim it are a great company. Kings of armies flee. They flee. She who waits at home defies the spoil. While you sleep among the campfires, the wings of a dove sheathed with silver, her feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in her, it snowed on Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. The mountains of Bashan are rugged. Why do you look in envy, you rugged mountains, at the mountain where God chooses to reign? Yes, Yahweh will dwell there forever. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them, from Sinai into the sanctuary. You have ascended on high. You have led away captives. You have received gifts among men. Yes, among the rebellious also, that Yah, God, might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, even the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverance. To Yahweh the Lord belongs escape from death. But God will strike through the head of His enemies, the hairy scalp of such a one as still continues in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring you again from Bashan. I will bring you again from the depths of the sea, that you may crush them, dipping your foot in blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your processions, God, even the processions of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the minstrels followed after, in the midst of the ladies playing with tambourines. Bless God in the congregations, even the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their ruler, the princes of Judah, their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, God, that which you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bring presents to you. Rebuke the wild animal of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the peoples. Being humbled, may it bring bars of silver, scatter the nations that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall hurry to stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, to Him who rides on the heaven of heavens which are of old. Behold, He utters His voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellency is over Israel. His strength is in the skies. You are awesome, God, in your sanctuaries. The God of Israel gives strength and power to His people. Praise be to God. Psalm 69. For the chief musician, to the tune of Lilies by David. Save me, God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who want to cut me off, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. I have to restore what I didn't take away. God, you know my foolishness. My sins aren't hidden from you. Don't let those who wait for you be put to shame through me, Lord Yahweh of hosts. Don't let those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me, God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house consumes me. The reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and I fasted, that was to my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me. I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, Yahweh, in an acceptable time. God, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and don't let me sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Don't let the flood waters overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Don't let the pit shut its mouth on me. Answer me, Yahweh, for your loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, turn to me. Don't hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food. In my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare. May it become a retribution and a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they can't see. Let their backs be continually bent. Pour out your indignation on them. Let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have wounded. They tell of the sorrow of those whom you have hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Don't let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am in pain and distress. Let your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. It will please Yahweh better than an ox, or a bull that has horns and hoofs. The humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek after God, let your heart live. For Yahweh hears the needy, and doesn't despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah. They shall settle there and own it. The children also of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell therein. Psalm 70, for the chief musician by David, a reminder. Hurry, God, to deliver me. Come quickly to help me, Yahweh. Let them be put to shame and confounded who seek my soul. Let those who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. Let them be turned because of their shame who say, Aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, Let God be exalted. But I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, God. You are my help and my deliverer. Yahweh, don't delay. Psalm 71. In you, Yahweh, I take refuge. Never let me be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and rescue me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, Lord Yahweh, my confidence from my youth.
I have relied on you from the womb. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. I will always praise you. I am a marvel to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, with your honor all the day. Don't reject me in my old age. Don't forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies talk about me. Those who watch for my soul conspire together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for no one will rescue him. God, don't be far from me. My God, hurry to help me. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let them be covered with disgrace and scorn who want to harm me. But I will always hope and will add to all of your praise. My mouth will tell about your righteousness and of your salvation all day, though I don't know its full measure. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord Yahweh. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours alone. God, you have taught me from my youth. Until now I have declared your wondrous works. Yes, even when I am old and gray-haired, God, don't forsake me. Until I have declared your strength to the next generation, your might to everyone who is to come. Your righteousness also, God, reaches to the heavens. You have done great things, God. Who is like you? You who have shown us many and bitter troubles, you will let me live. You will bring us up again from the depths of the earth. Increase my honor and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips shall shout for joy. My soul, which you have redeemed, sings praises to you. My tongue will also talk about your righteousness all day long, for they are put to shame, and they are confounded who want to harm me. Psalm 72 by Solomon. God, give the king your justice, your righteousness to the royal son. He will judge your people with righteousness, and your people with justice. The mountains shall bring prosperity to the people. The hills bring the fruit of righteousness. He will judge the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break the oppressor in pieces. They shall fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. He will come down like rain on the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him. His enemy shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor who has no helper. He will have pity on the poor and needy. He will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence. Their blood will be precious in his sight. They shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Men shall pray for him continually. They shall bless him all day long. There shall be abundance of grain throughout the land. Its fruit sways like Lebanon. Let it flourish, thriving like the grass of the field. His name endures forever. His name continues as long as the sun. Men shall be blessed by him. All nations will call him blessed. Praise be to Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers by David, the son of Jesse. Psalm 73, a psalm by Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no struggles in their death, but their strength is firm. They are free from burdens of men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride is like a chain around their neck. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with fat. Their minds pass the limits of conceit. They scoff and speak with malice. In arrogance they threaten oppression. They have set their mouth in the heavens. Their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore their people return to them, and they drink up waters of abundance. They say, "How does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, being always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely in vain I have cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocence, for all day long have I been plagued and punished every morning. If I had said, 'I will speak thus,' behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I tried to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I entered God's sanctuary and considered their latter end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You throw them down to destruction. How they are suddenly destroyed. They are completely swept away with terrors. As a dream when one wakes up, so, Lord, when you awake, you will despise their fantasies. For my soul was grieved. I was embittered in my heart. I was so senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have held my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Who do I have in heaven? There is no one on earth who I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you, but it is good for me to come close to God. I have made the Lord Yahweh my refuge, that I may tell of all your works."
Psalm 74. A contemplation by Asaph. God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation which you purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, Mount Zion in which you have lived. Lift up your feet to the perpetual ruins, all the evil that the enemy has done in the sanctuary. Your adversaries have roared in the midst of your assembly. They have set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes, cutting through a thicket of trees. Now all its carved work they break down with hatchet and hammers. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name. They said in their heart, "We will crush them completely." They have burned up all the places in the land where God was worshipped. We see no miraculous signs. There is no longer any prophet. Neither is there among us anyone who knows how long. How long, God, shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you draw back your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your pocket and consume them. Yet God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces. You gave him as food to people and desert creatures. You opened up spring and stream. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night is also yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has mocked you, Yahweh. Foolish people have blasphemed your name. Don't deliver the soul of your dove to wild beasts. Don't forget the life of your poor forever. Honor your covenant, for haunts of violence fill the dark places of the earth. Don't let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man mocks you all day. Don't forget the voice of your adversaries. The tumult of those who rise up against you ascends continually. Psalm 75. For the chief musician to the tune of Do Not Destroy. A psalm by David. A song. We give thanks to you, God. We give thanks for your name is near. Men tell about your wondrous works. When I choose the appointed time, I will judge blamelessly. The earth and all its inhabitants quake. I firmly hold its pillars. I said to the arrogant, "Don't boast." To the wicked, "Don't lift up the horn." Don't lift up your horn on high. Don't speak with a stiff neck. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the south comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. For in the hand of Yahweh there is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out. Indeed, the wicked of the earth drink and drink it to its very dregs.
But I will declare this forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. I will cut off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Psalm 76, for the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm by Asaph, a song. In Judah God is known, His name is great in Israel. His tent is also in Salem, His dwelling place in Zion. There He broke the flaming arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the weapons of war. Glorious are You and excellent, more than the mountains of game. Valiant men lie plundered, they have slept their last sleep. None of the men of war can lift their hands. At Your rebuke, God of Jacob, both chariot and horse are cast into a deep sleep. You, even You, are to be feared. Who can stand in Your sight when You are angry? You pronounced judgment from heaven. The earth feared and was silent. When God arose to judgment, to save all the afflicted ones of the earth. Surely the wrath of man praises You. The survivors of Your wrath are restrained. Make vows to Yahweh Your God and fulfill them. Let all of His neighbors bring presents to Him who is to be feared. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is feared by the kings of the earth. Psalm 77, for the chief musician to Jeduthun, a psalm by Asaph. My cry goes to God. Indeed, I cry to God for help and for Him to listen to me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night and didn't get tired. My soul refused to be comforted. I remember God and I groan. I complain and my spirit is overwhelmed. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I can't speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I remember my song in the night. I consider in my own heart. My spirit diligently inquires. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will He be favorable no more? Has His loving kindness vanished forever? Does His promise fail for generations? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger withheld His compassion? Then I thought, I will appeal to this, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember Yah's deeds, for I will remember Your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all Your work and consider Your doings. Your way, God, is in the sanctuary. What God is great like God? You are the God who does wonders. You have made Your strength known among the peoples. You have redeemed Your people with Your arm, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw You, God. The waters saw You and they writhed. The depths also convulsed. The clouds poured out water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows also flashed around. The voice of Your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea. Your paths through the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. You led Your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Psalm 78, a contemplation by Asaph. Hear my law, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh, His strength, and His wondrous works that He has done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children who should be born, who should arise and tell their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that didn't make their hearts loyal, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They didn't keep God's covenant and refused to walk in His law. They forgot His doings, His wondrous works that He had shown them. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the water stand as a heap. In the daytime He also led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against Him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. They tempted God in their heart by asking food according to their desire. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, He struck the rock so that waters gushed out, streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Will He provide flesh for His people? Therefore Yahweh heard and was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. Anger also went up against Israel, because they didn't believe in God and didn't trust in His salvation. Yet He commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna on them to eat and gave them food from the sky. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By His power He guided the south wind. He rained also flesh on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the midst of their camp, around their habitations. So they ate and were filled. He gave them their own desire. They didn't turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths when the anger of God went up against them, killed some of the fattest of them, and struck down the young men of Israel. For all this they still sinned and didn't believe in His wondrous works. Therefore He consumed their days in vanity and their years in terror. When He killed them, then they inquired after Him. They returned and sought God earnestly. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High their Redeemer. But they flattered Him with their mouth and lied to Him with their tongue, for their heart was not right with Him, neither were they faithful in His covenant. But He, being merciful, forgave iniquity and didn't destroy them. Yes, many times He turned away His anger and didn't stir up all His wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and doesn't come again. How often they rebelled against Him in the wilderness and grieved Him in the desert. They turned again and tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They didn't remember His hand, nor the day when He redeemed them from the adversary. How He set His signs in Egypt, His wonders in the fields of Zoan, turned their rivers into blood and their streams so that they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies which devoured them and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore fig trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He threw on them the fierceness of His anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble, and a band of angels of evil. He made a path for His anger. He didn't spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tents of Ham. But He led forth His own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely, so that they weren't afraid. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to the border of His sanctuary, to this mountain which His right hand had taken. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them for an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and didn't keep His testimonies, but turned back and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked Him to anger with their high places, and moved Him to jealousy with their engraved images. When God heard this, He was angry, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that He forsook the tent of Shiloh, the tent which He placed among men, and delivered His strength into captivity, His glory into the adversary's hand. He also gave His people over to the sword, and was angry with His inheritance. Fire devoured their young men, their virgins had no wedding song, their priests fell by the sword, and their widows couldn't weep. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine. He struck His adversaries backward, He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, He rejected the tent of Joseph, and didn't choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which He loved. He built His sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which He has established forever. He also chose David, His servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes that have their young, He brought him to be the shepherd of Jacob, His people, and Israel, His inheritance.
So he was their shepherd, according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 79, a psalm by Asaph. God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. They have given the dead bodies of your servants to be food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your saints to the animals of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water around Jerusalem. There was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scoffing and a derision to those who are around us. How long, Yahweh, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that don't know you, on the kingdoms that don't call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and destroyed his homeland. Don't hold the iniquities of our forefathers against us. Let your tender mercies speedily meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let it be known among the nations before our eyes that vengeance for your servants' blood is being poured out. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are sentenced to death. Pay back to our neighbors seven times into their bosom their reproach with which they have reproached you, Lord. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will praise you forever to all generations. Psalm 80, for the chief musician, to the tune of the lilies of the covenant, a psalm by Asaph. Hear us, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit above the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might. Come to save us. Turn us again, God. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. Yahweh, God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in large measure. You make us a source of contention to our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow. Its boughs were like God's cedars. It sent out its branches to the sea, its shoots to the river. Why have you broken down its walls, so that all those who pass by the way pluck it? The boar out of the wood ravages it. The wild animals of the field feed on it. Turn again, we beg you, God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see, and visit this vine, the stock which your right hand planted, the branch which you made strong for yourself. It's burned with fire. It's cut down. They perish at your rebuke. Let your hand be on the man of your right hand, on the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. So we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Turn us again, Yahweh, God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. Psalm 81, for the chief musician, on an instrument of Gath, by Asaph. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and bring here the tambourine, the pleasant lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony. When he went out over the land of Egypt, I heard a language that I didn't know. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, my people, and I will testify to you, Israel, if you would listen to me. There shall be no strange god in you, neither shall you worship any foreign god. I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt,
Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people didn't listen to my voice. Israel desired none of me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their hearts, that they might walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahweh would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But he would have also fed them with the finest of wheat. I will satisfy you with honey out of the rock. Psalm 82, a psalm by Asaph. God presides in the great assembly. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak, the poor, and the fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They don't know, neither do they understand. They walk back and forth in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. All of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like one of the rulers. Arise, God, judge the earth, for you inherit all of the nations. Psalm 83, a song, a psalm by Asaph. God, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent and don't be still, God. For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. They conspire with cunning against your people. They plot against your cherished ones. Come, they say, and let's destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeeb, yes, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession of God's pasture lands. My God, make them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as the fire that burns the forest, as the flame that sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with confusion, that they may seek your name, Yahweh. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that you alone, whose name is Yahweh, are the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 84, for the chief musician, on an instrument of Gath, a psalm by the sons of Korah. How lovely are your dwellings, Yahweh of hosts! My soul longs and even faints for the courts of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yes, the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. Near your altars, Yahweh of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are always praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yes, the autumn rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. Yahweh, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, God of Jacob. Behold, God, our shield. Look at the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahweh God is a sun and a shield. Yahweh will give grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who walk blamelessly. Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm 85. For the chief musician, a psalm by the sons of Korah. Yahweh, you have been favorable to your land. You have restored the fortunes of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Turn us, God of our salvation, and cause your indignation toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations? Won't you revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, Yahweh. Grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, Yahweh, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth meet together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs out of the earth. Righteousness has looked down from heaven. Yes, Yahweh will give that which is good. Our land will yield its increase. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
Psalm 86, a prayer by David. Hear, Yahweh, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. You, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to the soul of your servant, for to you, Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, abundant in loving kindness to all those who call on you. Hear, Yahweh, my prayer. Listen to the voice of my petitions. In the day of my trouble I will call on you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you among the gods, Lord, nor any deeds like your deeds. All nations you have made will come and worship before you. Lord, they shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You are God alone. Teach me your way, Yahweh. I will walk in your truth. Make my heart undivided to fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forevermore. For your loving kindness is great toward me. You have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. God, the proud have risen up against me. A company of violent men have sought after my soul, and they don't hold regard for you before them. But you, Lord, are a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your goodness, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Yahweh, have helped me and comforted me. Psalm 87, a psalm by the sons of Korah. A song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken about you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and also Ethiopia. This one was born there. Yes, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one was born in her. The Most High himself will establish her. Yahweh will count when he writes up the peoples. This one was born there. Those who sing as well as those who dance say, all my springs are in you. Psalm 88, a song. A psalm by the sons of Korah. For the chief musician, to the tune of the suffering of affliction. A contemplation by Heman the Ezrahite. Yahweh, the God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer enter into your presence. Turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles. My life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no help, set apart among the dead. Like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have afflicted me with all your waves. You have taken my friends from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am confined, and I can't escape. My eyes are dim from grief. I have called on you daily, Yahweh. I have spread out my hands to you. Do you show wonders to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Is your loving kindness declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders made known in the dark, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you, Yahweh, I have cried. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Yahweh, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer your terrors, I am distracted. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me like water all day long. They completely engulfed me. You have put lover and friend far from me, and my friends into darkness. Psalm 89, a contemplation by Ethan, the Ezrahite. I will sing of the loving kindness of Yahweh forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. I indeed declare, love stands firm forever. You establish the heavens, your faithfulness is in them. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations. The heavens will praise your wonders, Yahweh, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to Yahweh? Who among the sons of the heavenly beings is like Yahweh? A very awesome God in the council of the holy ones, to be feared above all those who are around him. Yahweh, God of hosts, who is a mighty one like you? Yah, your faithfulness is around you. You rule the pride of the sea. When its waves rise up, you calm them. You have broken Rahab in pieces like one of the slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong and your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who learn to acclaim you. They walk in the light of your presence, Yahweh. In your name they rejoice all day. In your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. In your favor our horn will be exalted. For our shield belongs to Yahweh, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in vision to your saints and said, I have bestowed strength on the warrior. I have exalted a young man from the people. I have found David, my servant. I have anointed him with my holy oil, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm will also strengthen him. No enemy will tax him, no wicked man will oppress him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness will be with him. In my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand also on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He will call to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my loving kindness for him forevermore. My covenant will stand firm with him. I will also make his seed endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and don't walk in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and don't keep my commandments, then I will punish their sin with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not completely take away my loving kindness from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. I will not break my covenant, nor alter what my lips have uttered. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed will endure forever, his throne like the sun before me. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected and spurned. You have been angry with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way rob him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all of his enemies rejoice. Yes, you turned back the edge of his sword and haven't supported him in battle. You have ended his splendor and thrown his throne down to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, Yahweh? Will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what vanity have you created all the children of men? What man is he who shall live and not see death? Who shall deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the mighty peoples, with which your enemies have mocked Yahweh, with which they have mocked the footsteps of your anointed one.
Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen and Amen.
Psalm 90, a prayer by Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place for all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction, saying, Return, you children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as they sleep. In the morning they sprout like new grass. In the morning it sprouts and springs up. By evening it is withered and dry. For we are consumed in your anger. We are troubled in your wrath. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We bring our years to an end as a sigh. The days of our years are 70, or even by reason of strength 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for it passes quickly, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger, your wrath according to the fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Yahweh, how long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, your glory to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions. Under His wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the reward of the wicked. For you, Yahweh, are my refuge. You have made the Most High your habitation. No evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, so that you won't dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Because He has set His love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation.
Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh, to sing praises to your name, Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. With the 10-stringed lute, with the harp, and with the melody of the lyre. For you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. How great are your works, Yahweh! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man doesn't know, neither does a fool understand this. Though the wicked spring up as the grass, and all the evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Yahweh, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, Yahweh, for behold your enemies shall perish, all the evildoers will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eye has also seen my enemies. My ears have heard of the wicked enemies who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in Yahweh's house. They will flourish in our God's courts. They will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green, to show that Yahweh is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Psalm 93.
Yahweh reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Yahweh is armed with strength. The world also is established. It can't be moved. Your throne is established from long ago. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, Yahweh. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. Above the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Yahweh on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house, Yahweh, forevermore.
Psalm 94.
Yahweh, you God to whom vengeance belongs, you God to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, you judge of the earth, pay back the proud what they deserve. Yahweh, how long will the wicked triumph? They pour out arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They break your people in pieces, Yahweh, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the alien and murder the fatherless. They say, Yah will not see, neither will Jacob's God consider. Consider, you senseless among the people, you fools, when will you be wise? He who implanted the ear, won't he hear? He who formed the eye, won't he see? He who disciplines the nations, won't he punish? He who teaches man knows. Yahweh knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, Yah, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked. For Yahweh won't reject his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment will return to righteousness. All the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul would have soon lived in silence. When I said, My foot is slipping, your loving kindness, Yahweh, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with you, which brings about mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahweh has been my high tower, my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and will cut them off in their own wickedness. Yahweh, our God, will cut them off.
Psalm 95.
O come, let's sing to Yahweh. Let's shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let's extol Him with songs. For Yahweh is a great God, a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also His. The sea is His, and He made it. His hands formed the dry land. O come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before Yahweh our Maker. For He is our God. We are the people of His pasture, and the sheep in His care. Today, oh, that you would hear His voice. Don't harden your heart as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, tested me, and saw my work. 40 long years I was grieved with that generation, and I said, It is a people that errs in their heart. They have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they won't enter into my rest.
Psalm 96.
Sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless His name. Proclaim His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to Yahweh, you families of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship Yahweh in holy array. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. The world is also established. It can't be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in its fullness. Let the field and all that is in it exult. Then all the trees of the woods shall sing for joy before Yahweh, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, the peoples with His truth.
Psalm 97. Yahweh reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are around him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries on every side. His lightning lights up the world, the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, all the peoples have seen his glory. Let all them be put to shame who have served engraved images, who boast in their idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard and was glad, the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of your judgments, Yahweh. For you, Yahweh, are most high above all the earth, you are exalted far above all gods. You who love Yahweh hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in Yahweh, you righteous people. Give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 98, a psalm. Sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Yahweh has made known his salvation. He has openly shown his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to Yahweh, all the earth. Burst out and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises. Sing praises to Yahweh with the harp and the voice of melody, with trumpets and sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, Yahweh. Let the sea roar with its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy together. Let them sing before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalm 99. Yahweh reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned among the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Yahweh is great in Zion. He is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You do establish equity. You execute justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt Yahweh our God. Worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel among those who call on his name. They called on Yahweh, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies, the statute that he gave them. You answered them, Yahweh our God. You are a God who forgave them, although you took vengeance for their doings. Exalt Yahweh our God. Worship at his holy hill, for Yahweh our God is holy. Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout for joy to Yahweh, all you lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yahweh, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For Yahweh is good. His loving kindness endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations.